Well, good morning, church. Long time no see. I hope you're all coping okay during this season. I look forward to the time when I'll be able to see you in person, but for now, it's my privilege to be able to share with you a few thoughts on one of the next phrases that Jesus used from the cross, following on our church theme. And I'm going to read from Luke 23, starting at verse 44. It says, "It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 PM, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus cried out with a loud voice, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' When he said this, he breathed his last." And the words we're going to focus on today are, "Jesus, into your hands," or "Father, sorry, into your hands I commit my spirit." You know, today is Palm Sunday, and it's a day when we remember the start of the last week of Jesus' life. And next Sunday is Easter Sunday, and we remember when Jesus rose again. But we cannot have a Resurrection Sunday without the fact that Jesus submitted himself to God. I'm so grateful that Jesus' life wasn't taken from him. He wasn't killed, but he willingly gave up his life for us. And this decision that Jesus made didn't just happen on the cross, but it happened as soon as he was on this earth, where he had to make decisions time and again to submit to God's will. Now, it's always been God's will for Jesus to die for us, to die for all of mankind, even from the beginning of time. And when Jesus was born and he became a man, he was fully God and yet he was also fully man. And he had the flesh-like tendencies, although he was without sin, but he was also God. And he had to make a decision to submit to his Father's will. But we learn, even when Jesus was 12 years old, he went to the temple and he was lost from his parents, and his parents came looking for him and they said, "Jesus, why have you gone off? We were worried about you." And Jesus said, "Look, did you not know I had to be at my Father's house? Did you not know I had to do my Father's business?" Jesus was submitting to the will of the Father. Then after Jesus was baptized, he went into the wilderness and he hadn't eaten for 40 days or slept for 40 nights. And he was tempted by the devil. And three times Jesus had a chance to have a way out of submitting to the will of God. The first time the devil said to him, "You must be hungry, so if you turn this stone into bread." Jesus resisted and he said, "No, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone." He tested his physical hunger. Jesus was tempted again by the devil when he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and he said, "If you bow down to me, I will give you these kingdoms." He was testing Jesus' ego. Did he want that authority for himself, or was he prepared to go with God's authority? But we see that Jesus submitted to the authority of God. And the last time, the devil said to Jesus, "Look, if you throw yourself off these cliffs, you can command God's angels to come and rescue you." And again, Jesus said for the third time, "No, it is written, do not put the Lord God to your test." Jesus submitted to the will of the Father, even though it would have been easy for him to have taken the easy way out. And then we read about Palm Sunday, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem to the crowd, cheers of the crowd, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David." And the disciples probably thought it was great, it was a great moment. But the Bible says that Jesus set his face towards Jerusalem. Earlier in the Bible, it prophesies that he set his face like flint, towards Jerusalem. One commentator says that Jesus set his face not just towards Jerusalem, but towards his death. Jesus knew that he was going to Jerusalem to die. And yet, throughout all of that time, the last week of Jesus' death, we can see how he shows us examples of different people that we can submit to, or that we should submit to. First of all, he showed about submitting to the authorities. He was asked a question. He was asked a question by his disciples, who said, "So Jesus," or the Pharisees, pardon me, he said, "Jesus, should we pay tax or not?" And Jesus said, "What does the coin say? Whose head does it have on?" And the Pharisees said, "Well, it says Caesar's head. It shows Caesar's head." And Jesus' reply was, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and God's what is God." Jesus taught us about submitting to authorities. In this season that we're in, we're having to learn to submit to authorities. Like never before, learning to submit to rules and regulations about what we can and cannot do, which is really hard. But as Christians, we need to honour our authority. We need to honour those in leadership over us at this time and acknowledge that God has placed them there for a reason. During this time, we're still to pay our taxes. And even, dare I say, during this time, we're still to give God what is God's and pay our tithes. Jesus showed us how to submit to authority. The next people group that Jesus taught us to submit to was to each other, to our neighbours. Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment of all time?" And he said, "It is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and to love your neighbour as yourself." And if ever we need to know that, the second part, to love your neighbour as yourself, it is now. How important it is that we love our neighbour, our physical neighbour, looking out for our physical neighbour, that they're okay during this difficult time. Not just now, but in the future. I was so glad to hear that within a day of the government asking for volunteers to help the NHS, they had 405,000 people volunteer. How amazing that is. But how much more do we need to care for our neighbour as a Christian and carry the love and the presence of God to our neighbours? The last people group that Jesus submitted to was his disciples. He submitted to disciples by the day before he was crucified, the day before he gave up his life. He served them bread and wine, and he said to take the bread as a representation of his body and the wine as a representation of his blood. But not only that, in John it says that Jesus, he washed the disciples' feet. He submitted to his disciples and he washed their very feet. One incredible example he is to us. And so, like Jesus, we need to look after our church. We need to look after those people that are in our church family. We need to make sure they're okay as time goes on, and as we're further into this difficult season, it's easy to forget people, to forget our Christian family, but let's be encouraging each other. The Bible says let's spur each other on to love and good deeds. Let's continue to spur each other on and look out for each other during this time. And the final person that Jesus submitted to was, of course, as already said, his Father. After the Last Supper, Jesus went out to the Garden of Gethsemane. And it was there when his humanity was really tested, when he had to make a decision. Do I follow the will of my Father, or do I follow my own desire? And Jesus, he got to a point where he was in such distress that he was almost, the Bible said, he sweated what looked like great drops of blood. That was his turmoil. But it was about the decision to give up his life. And he wrestled with that. And he said, if it's possible, God, please will you take this from me, this responsibility from me? And then pausing, he realized that, no, not my will, but your will be done. Such was the agony of Jesus over this decision that he went back to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he came back and again he said the same thing. Please take this from me, this responsibility. But not my will, but your will be done. Jesus said that three times. And on the third time, it was like that was his final decision. I don't want to do this, Lord God, but not what I want, but your will be done. And for me, that is the very definition of submission. That Jesus didn't do his will, but he did the will of his Father. And because of that, we can know a relationship with God, because that Jesus died for us. He submitted to the will of his Father. And what a challenge that is to us, to submit to the will of the Father, even when we don't want to do it. I've reminded that song by Meatloaf, where he says, in that line, he says, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. I wonder if that's sometimes us, where we would say, God, I'll do anything for you, but if you ask me to go to this place, or if you ask me to speak to that person, or to give that money, I don't know if I can do it. But the challenge for us is, are we willing to submit to not our own will, but to God's will? You know, I can say this as 33 years of being a Christian, I can honestly say that submitting to God's will really is the best way. And I have found over those times how faithful God is when we submit our lives to God. And I want to finish with this verse from Timothy, and 2 Timothy. And this is Paul speaking, and this is the verse that I want to share. And this is Paul saying, I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. What a great position to be in. To know who we believe in God, to be convinced that he is able to guard what we entrust to him or what we submit to him. And I can testify that's the case. And I'm sure many of you can as well, but can I encourage you, there's six things on this Palm Sunday to think about entrusting or submitting to God. Number one, your family. At this time, we more than ever, we need to submit our families to God, entrust our families to God, that God is going to look after them. God loves our family more than we do, and to trust that they're going to be okay during this season. Number two, to submit our marriage to God, our marriages to God. You know, if ever there was a time when our marriages need protection, it's now. But we can believe, as we entrust our marriages to God, that he would make them stronger, not weaker. Number three, and perhaps the most important at the moment, is to submit our health to God. That we can entrust our health to God, because he will look after us. Whatever happens, he'll protect us and keep us safe. Number four, submit our job situation to God and our finances. That he will look after us and that he will provide for our every need. And that good will come out of whatever situation we find ourselves in. Number five, we can submit our futures to God with confidence. You know, God is still on the throne. This hasn't taken him by surprise. God is still in control. God has still got plans not to harm you, but to prosper you, to give you a future and a hope. He still has a future for you. You can entrust your future to God. And lastly, you can entrust your heart to God. If you've never entrusted your heart to God, then can I say that this is the great time to do it. He will never ever let you down, and he will always be there for you, and he'll look after you more than you could ever know. And so, as we think about this coming week, as we approach Easter Sunday next week, why don't we think about every day this week as we as we think about the last week of Jesus' life, think about how we can submit like Jesus did to our authority, to our neighbours, to each other, and submit to God. And I want to leave you by reading again from Isaiah. And it's another prophecy that happened many years before, but this is Jesus speaking through Isaiah the prophet. And it says this: "The sovereign Lord has opened my ears." This is Jesus. "I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the sovereign Lord helped me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint." Be encouraged, church, that Jesus submitted his life. He set his face like flint. So let's follow his example and let's submit to him. I hope that's encouraged you. Be blessed. And I look forward to seeing you soon.